Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The city of Arcata has been recognized for its efforts to reduce energy use. The Beacon Award has been awarded to the city for improvements and modifications it made to city buildings and infrastructure that have resulted in more than $100,000 in savings, as well as reducing energy use by more than 180,000 kilowatts per year. The city has cut its annual energy use each year since 2005 by replacing streetlights with LED bulbs, installing an automatic energy management system at 4 city buildings, and replacing lighting systems with more efficient lights, upgrading heating and ventilation systems at City Hall, the Police Department, and the D Street Neighborhood Center, and upgrading aeration systems at the water treatment plant. The funding for the improvements came from the Federal American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The search for a missing man in Del Norte County has been called off after search and rescue teams worked through steep terrain and heavy brush for 3 days. The search teams from both Del Norte County and Southern Oregon were looking for 62-year-old Crescent City resident John Cunnison, who went missing on Tuesday while out gathering mushrooms with a friend. The Daily Triplicate reports that Cunnison wandered off down a hillside and got separated from his friend and hasn't been seen since. The search area covers nearly 15 square miles and included the use of dogs, but no sign of Cunnison has been found. Anyone with information about Cunnison or his whereabouts is asked to contact the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Conan Moore, who fired 2 shots at a car driven by Elliot Whalen on Saturday, has been returned to duty by Sheriff Mike Downey. Moore was involved in a short vehicle pursuit when Whalen refused to pull over after the deputy saw him driving erratically on Eel River Drive. Whalen at one point lost control of his car, and when the deputy exited his patrol car to make contact, Whalen sped away, running over Moore's foot in the process. Moore fired 2 shots, hitting the vehicle, but missing Whalen and passenger Jill Winup. Whalen and Winup then fled the scene on foot following another short vehicle pursuit, but were quickly apprehended. Whalen was on state parole as well as probation. Deputies found a handgun and a shotgun in the vehicle along with meth and heroin. Moore's shooting was investigated by the County Critical Response Team, which found he acted according to department policy. To a motel on Valley West Boulevard yesterday morning at the request of management at the Motel 6, which needed help removing a disruptive guest from the premises. Officers contacted 31-year-old Eureka resident James Sisler, who was yelling loudly, pounding on doors and causing a disturbance when officers reached the scene. Officers placed Chisler under arrest, and a search of his person and room turned up a pound of marijuana, hash, and nearly 4 grams of ecstasy, altogether worth about $9,000. Sisler was booked on possession charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Senator Dianne Feinstein held a press conference yesterday to announce that she has introduced a bill to the Senate, the Assault Weapons Ban of 2013.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have done our best to craft a responsible bill to ban these assault weapons, guns designed for military use, bought all over this country and often used for mass murder.
The ban would prohibit the sale, manufacture, and importation of 157 of the most commonly owned military-style weapons.
These weapons do not belong on the streets of our towns, our cities, in our schools, in our malls, in our workplaces.
The ban would also affect large-capacity magazines and feeding devices. With the announcement by Senator Feinstein of another effort to ban assault-style weapons in high-capacity magazines, there has been a pushback from gun owners and law enforcement across the country. Sheriff Mike Downey expressed his views about the proposed bans.
I stayed away, and I will stay away from infringing upon our Second Amendment rights to a point. I think there are some assault-style weapons that are truly assault weapons that maybe shouldn't be in the hands of the average person.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.